This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial. You can learn about their different divisions. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a really cool weekly snapshot emailed to you of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. Again, all you got to do to sign up for that is get to klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number right here in Madison, their office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll do our Klaus Quiz question of the week. This week's fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Bed Bath & Beyond. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Just a little tip, though. Just listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz question of the week comes up during the program. We are joined this morning by our retirement planning professional, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. We're doing well.
Morning, CJ. How you doing, Malia?
Excellent. Thanks.
Great to talk with both of you, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to this week. We are going to be talking about quite possibly the biggest question when it comes to retirement. We'll be discussing that one. But before we get to that, we have talked about the Klaus Quiz question of the week. And one of the cool things we've been doing is going back and looking at the previous week's question and also giving the answer. What was the question and answer to last week's Klaus Quiz question of the week?
Yes. Well, first of all, congratulations to our winner last week. We appreciate everyone that listens and calls in to try to win a prize. And last week, if you weren't listening, you might want to take this down. Our question was, name one of the websites where you as an investor can check up on an investment firm or advisor. So a lot of really good information. The answer actually was FINRA.org, F-I-N-R-A.org, SEC.gov, and investor.gov. Or you can also check the Better Business Bureau website. So, but those first three are really important. So write those down. That's how you can check up on your investment professional and make sure that you're working with a trustworthy source.
And don't forget as well, if you missed last week's podcast, you can listen to it again at klausfinancial.com or any of the previous shows we've done at klausfinancial.com. We'll also be doing another Klaus Quiz question. We're coming up a little bit later in the program. Again, just listen closely to today's show. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about something that should apply to everyone, which is the big question, which is, when is the right time to pull the trigger to retire? Is there a universal age, or what do you guys offer guidance when it comes to that question?
Yes, this is an important topic, and really we want to take a look at some important questions that come up during this process of deciding when. So question number one is, when would you like to retire? That's something we ask people when they come in for their first meeting. And we encourage our listeners to really think ahead as it relates to when you'd like to retire. Some people, it's an age, right? They're 35 years old, and they come in and they'd say, I'd like to retire early at age 50. And Malia and I say, okay, are you preparing yourself to retire at 50? And of course, sometimes people say yes, other times they have no idea what we mean. And so sometimes it's an age, sometimes it's a stage of life. Sometimes people will say to us, I wish I had retired yesterday. So it is a tricky question to answer, actually, because on the one hand, there's hopes and dreams. On the other hand, there's your financial ability to retire. So according to the Employee Benefit Research Institute 2017 Retirement Confidence Survey, the average age most people think about retiring is age 65. Mm-hmm. But the real actual retirement date when people do retire, and this is according to the U.S. Census Bureau data, the real age is age 63. So again, people think they want to retire around 65. The reality is the average person does retire at 63. And the main reason for that discrepancy between the thought versus the reality is health. Sometimes health does not allow people to, you know, to continue working as long as they'd like to.
And one of the other questions too is how, and I think part of this survey and this survey that was done, how long are most people in retirement?
Yeah, the average length of retirement is 18 years.
Oh, very interesting. Good to know there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. Also, of course, their telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, you can give them a call right now, set up that appointment at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We will continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number's here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for the initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial, talking about the big question here, which is, when is it time to retire? And I've got to imagine there's a lot of considerations that people need to make when you decide to stop taking that paycheck to retire. You no longer have that, hey, I've got the job, I'm getting the paycheck a couple of times a month or however that works. That's got to be a big consideration, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, there's a lot of psychology involved in all of this. And we have clients sit across from us and they'll say, you know, this is the first time I've ever retired and I want to make sure I'm doing it right. And we totally get that because it's a stressful time. Most people have been working since they were 16 or 18 years old. And, you know, again, being responsible for working and earning a paycheck and depositing it, that's just been the way your whole life has been. So suddenly you were basically cutting you off by the legs and saying, okay, no more paycheck coming in, and people go a little hyper for good reason. So what we're trying to do is really understand before you pull that trigger how you're going to be able to maintain your standard of living once your paycheck stops. So the key issue, of course, is what resources are you going to have from either your retirement savings, pension, Social Security to help generate that income that you've been used to pulling. And CJ just told us, you know, the average retirement age in the U.S. is 63, and most people are retired for 18 years. Well, you know, there's both ends of that. You've got the people who, of course, retire later, and you've got the people who are retired for as many as 30 years. And if we're talking, if you're on that extreme end of things and you do retire in your 50s, 30 to 40 years retired, we better have saved enough money to be able to pull from to give you the type of retirement that you're looking for. So a good rule of thumb is that most people are going to need between 70 and 80% of their pre-retirement income in retirement. And so obviously that's just a rule of thumb. For some people, if we count in their Social Security, and also if they've been frugal for most of their life and they're not intending on doing travel, perhaps they need a lot less than that. But one thing for sure is that we don't see people really change the way in which they've lived their lives. In other words, if you've always been a spendthrift, when you retire, you're still going to probably spend a lot of money. And if you've always been frugal, you're likely just to be continuing to add to your savings every month, even though we tell you, go enjoy your retirement. So people are usually one way or the other. But what we need to do now is really look at, you know, where are you going to be pulling that income from, and what changes can we make today to make sure that you're going to be in the best financial health as possible? So obviously, saving more, spending less, paying down debt, or perhaps we're going to tell you, You might have to, you know, extend out when you think you're going to retire and work a couple more years. Because what we don't want to happen is once you do pull that trigger for retirement, we don't want to send you back to work. Unless you want to.
Unless,
you know?
Exactly.
We want it to be a choice.
Exactly.
So, Malia, that's the plan.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. You give us a call, get you on the air. Our number's 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial, you can find them online. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment, the kick of the tires at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking with Malia and CJ this morning about when is it time to pull the trigger to retire. And let's talk a little bit about making sure your investments are in order. I mean, when we say, okay, we're not going to take a paycheck, where's our income going to be coming from? Things like Social Security and, of course, your investments. Those are the place you're going to be drawing from. Kind of let's talk about, you know, kind of determining what's the best time to start doing that. And they're not all the same, are they?
They're not, no. And even before we get that, as Malia was just talking about there, relative to your paycheck stopping and where's income going to be coming from, Malia and I have been running across more and more often this realization that you're used to getting a paycheck every 2 weeks, right? Or every twice a month, whatever it might be. And sometimes people want to enter retirement and then just live off of their excess savings for a few years before they start pulling a monthly distribution from their portfolio. And that doesn't work real well, right? Because they're not used to having a bucket of money to spend. They're used to receiving money into their checking account. And so as simple as not only identifying the sources, but identifying the mode in which you will generate that monthly income, because our comment would be, if you've been working for 40 years getting a paycheck about every 2 weeks, good luck changing that cycle. Right? Mm-hmm. So our encouragement would be, don't try to change that cycle. Find a way to have every 2 weeks, a deposit hit your checking account, even if it's just like a mental game, it goes from savings to checking, right? Yeah. It really helps you comfortably transition into retirement because of the consistency. Now, as it pertains to investments, are you the third question we ask is, are you beginning to shift your investments towards a more conservative blend of stocks and bonds? If you have not already adjusted your asset allocation as you're getting closer to retirement, then this is a big shot across your bow. Be ever so cautious. We talk a lot about on this show that before you're retired in your accumulation phase, volatility is your friend. But when you get close to retirement and in retirement, volatility becomes your enemy. Now, again, as we've talked about on this show, sometimes people will misinterpret that and they'll say, oh, I get it. So when I'm in retirement, I should own all cash and bonds. I wish. I mean, everybody remembers back in 1980, 83, right around there, you could buy a CD at 12%, the good old days. Of course, your mortgage was at 12% as well. But this idea of just, I'm going to be completely out of risky assets when I'm in retirement, that's not what we mean. We just mean you have to back off your risk from being maybe 80, 90, 100% stock to something more balanced, maybe in the ratio of 50% stock, 50% bonds, something in that range. But again, be ever so cautious as it relates to your asset allocation heading into retirement.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call us toll-free, 877-235-1310. We can get you on the air with your question. Don't forget Kloss Financial's office, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you, that kick-of-the-tire appointment at Kloss Financial. Give them a call now, number 442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll also talk about a big one, which is healthcare costs in retirement and planning for the coverage of healthcare costs in retirement. We'll talk with Malia and CJ about that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information, by the way, on the website about Klaus Financial. They've got three different divisions. You can learn a little bit about what all they can do and how they can help you, whether you're an individual or whether you are even a business owner. There are some parts of Klaus Financial that definitely would pertain to you. You can learn all about it, again, on the website, klausfinancial.com. You can also stay current and stay connected with Klaus Financial by subscribing to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter on the website, klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Talking this morning about some of the important questions around retirement. One, of course, being when should I retire? Another big thing to consider is healthcare costs in retirement. And I know in a previous segment, a lot of us think, okay, 65 is the age we're going to retire. It's not just a random number. There is a reason why a lot of us plan that way. It has to do with health insurance, doesn't it?
There is, yeah. Age 65 is typically when most people think they're going to retire, and for good reason, because 65 is when Medicare kicks on for the majority of Americans. And Medicare, again, is basically a cheaper government-subsidized health insurance program for people over the age of 65 who qualify. And so, you know, as Malia and I will tell you, by far the largest area of focus around when you can retire is what are you going to do for health insurance? By far.
Yeah.
And so, you know, an average 65-year-old couple should expect to spend about $280,000 over the course of their retirement on health care costs alone.
Wow.
So again, addressing that health insurance part of it is pretty critical.
What about just figuring out just kind of the optimal or the ideal perfect retirement age, and kind of figure out what that's going to look like, kind of figure out what not only your age, but what your vision is for retirement, and making sure not only you have a good vision, but your partner as well. You guys are on the same page with this stuff.
Yeah, well, we can't guarantee that, okay? You're pushing us.
Yeah.
But you bring up a good point. From the very beginning today when we talked about, there's a lot of questions to consider. When is the right time? I think the emotional question is really important. And as you said, talking to your partner, are you going to retire at the same time? We found most people are more successful, to be honest, if one retires a few months or even a year before the other one, so that they can establish their own pace of life, so to speak. So being emotionally ready and figuring out what am I going to actually do. We just had a client in yesterday who was really stressing. They came in and they said, I'm 70 years old and I want to retire, but I'm afraid to because I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, and so their body's telling them you're wearing out, but they don't know what they're going to do. And we suggested maybe we'll read a lot of books. And they said, no, that'll drive me back to work. I don't want to read books. I want to be active. So really looking at, you know, is there a hobby that you've always wanted to do? Maybe you start doing it before you retire. Do you want to write a book? Do you want to travel more? Figuring this out will allow you to emotionally kind of ease into retirement because you have something to do and a reason to wake up every day. And having a purpose for all of us in life is so, so important. And so we really push our clients to make sure, what are you thinking about doing? You know, let's start drawing that out of you. Because some people, honestly, are just a blank piece of paper. They don't know. And nothing wrong with that. But it's time to start thinking in that direction.
Is there something too psychologically about, as Americans, I can speak specifically, is we very much identify as far as who we are with what we do, and kind of is, you know, people ask me, what one of the first questions that I think is, hey, what do you do? And when you move,
you say rock star, right?
Yeah,
rock star.
I say I know Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus.
Yeah, right.
That's what I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But we
yeah.
do have a very high in the you know, kind of part of our customs is. What do we do for a living? Is that sometimes a challenge for people to kind of make that adjustment?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a little gender differences with that. Honestly, we've got a lot more men who are generally more identified and identifiable like that. For women, it's more about I just stay busy and I don't know how to stop. So your identity, you definitely have to take a close look at who I am, who I've been, and who do I want to become. So we really identify retirement as an exciting new season for you where you're going to do some great things. And we just have to figure out what some of those great things are going to be. And for a lot of people, it is communicating with your spouse or your partner and figuring that out together, because we've joked on this show before, but it's absolutely true. Sometimes the husbands are thinking they want to move north to fish more, you know, Minnesota, and the women are thinking, I want to go where it's warmer and drier. And we want to get that figured out ahead of time. What are we going to do? Where are we going to live and so forth?
Fantastic. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Yeah, so not just a financial plan, but a retirement plan for how you're going to spend your time. What do you want to do? What are your dreams? Those are very, very important questions to be addressing before retirement. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, of course, come to us from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget, you can get a hold of CJ and Malia and everyone at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. In just a moment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. Also, the website at Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com, klossfinancial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a fantastic one as always. This week, a $25 gift card for Bed Bath & Beyond. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the U.S. Census Bureau's data, what is the average retirement age in the United States? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card for Bed Bath & Beyond. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial Office, their telephone number right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637 and online at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care. Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion. Dan Connery comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.